Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you boys and girls, and welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book.com. Welcome to the Phantom of the Political Opera. Hello, is this the Phantom? How are we doing tonight? A lot of things going on, aren't there? Huh? You think Israel's getting ready to take Gaza back? If I was Israel, I would take it back. I would drive all of those terrorists to hell. I would take them out. I would drive them out. I would give them no rest. None whatsoever. Because you're never going to win with those people. They are hell-bent on destroying every last Israeli. And when they get finished with the Israelis, they'll be hell-bent on destroying every last Christian. And that's the truth. And you can take that to the bank if your bank is still there. And right now I'm working on a mortgage refinance, and I'll tell you, it is a nightmare, an absolute nightmare. I don't know if this country is going to survive. We are in deep trouble, and the banks have done it to us, and Wall Street is the second in the duel. It is absolutely horrible. And the price of oil is starting to go back up. And I'll tell you, if we let the price of oil go back up, we're going to get what we deserve. Because we haven't fought anybody. We haven't fought Al-Qaeda. We just sent a bunch of guys to Iraq to stave off the inevitable, which is take them out and finish them off. And all we're going to do is Condoleezza Rice another 8 years and make Israel give back property. Israel's crazy if they stop this offensive. They have to go all the way. And it is time to put an end to this jihad crap and put an end to every jihadist that walks the face of the earth. No matter where they are, we got to go find them and kill them. And we got to get our American industry back instead of sending it to China. It's time to rebuild new industry in the United States and every state in the Union. We all can't be invoice makers. We can't go around billing each other. We're going to have to make something. And we've lost our initiative. We've lost our innovation. We've lost our creativity. Everybody is waiting for Steve Jobs to save them. Give me a break. It's time we got back to work and we started to rebuild this nation and American pride. Hang in there. Ladies and gentlemen, the other president of the United States. my fellow Americans, the greatest betrayal comes from within our own country. I don't worry about Al-Qaeda. I worry about Congressman Nadler. He is more of a threat to the safety and security of the United States than any Al-Qaeda terrorist. Tonight, him and Nancy Pelosi, the Uday Pelosi, the Queen of Syria, are trying to get more Americans killed. Never forget that when we went to Desert Storm, to fight Desert Storm and liberate Kuwait, the Democrats predicted 10,000 dead Americans. When George Bush went to get bin Laden in Afghanistan, the Democrats said nobody can beat the Afghanis, and they predicted 10,000 Americans dead. And then when George Bush went to hang Saddam Hussein and Uday and Qusay, they predicted 10,000 dead Americans once again. Seems to be they have quotas, just like bin Laden has a quota. Bin Laden's quota is 100,000 New Yorkers and 1 million Americans. Okay? That's bin Laden's quota. And he's going to come back to finish it off. He came back to finish off the World Trade Center. Okay? And he got an open invitation from President Pinocchio Pants. Come kill us. While Al Gore and Joe Lieberman danced on a party platform shouting, "We are the strongest nation on the face of the earth." Do you remember that? Go get that footage. During their campaign when they were running for president and vice president. And I don't trust Joe Lieberman. An Orthodox, a Jew who votes to kill kids and burn the American flag? Nah, I don't buy his patriotism. I buy his timing. So, speaking of that, and I'll tell you something else. You know who else? Just to be fair and balance the scale, Fred Thompson also voted to burn the flag, and they call him a conservative. Sorry, I don't buy it. I don't like a brown toothpaste. I never brush with brown toothpaste. So, having said that, Congressman Nadler and Uday Pelosi want to expose photos of American troops torturing Iraqis in order to stir up the Muslim population and give us more bodies returning in flag-draped coffins that Nancy Pelosi voted to burn. And so did Congressman Nadler. Nadler is a traitor. Benedict Arnold is more of an honorable man than Congressman Nadler. Nadler is the New York version of Vilkun Quisling. And anybody who wants to hurt our troops is a traitor. And not only that, Uday Pelosi wasted a lot of jet fuel to go to Syria to lick the ankles of Bashar al-Assad. And she took a squinty-eyes Nelson with her, who was her John the Baptist. Yeah. And that's what we have in the House and the Senate today. We got 48% traitors and 52% Kaliwali boys. Kaliwali is Arabic for this or that. Fence sitters. And that's what we have. I don't trust Matt McConnell. The guy looks like he shouldn't be babysitting children. I think he's more of a danger than David Letterman. I don't trust the guy who they gave credit to for solving the Irish conflict. I can't remember his name, but I don't trust him either. He's a lucky loser. That's all he is. And having said that, I'm trying to make up my mind tonight about, as your president, changing the national anthem. I don't know whether to replace the Star Spangled Banner, which the liberals call the baseball song, with something more patriotic, like the Battle Hymn of the Republic, which was the second choice for a national anthem. Or Onward Christian Soldiers, which is my favorite. Yeah, I would have that played at Gitmo every 5 times a day. Yeah, and speaking of Gitmo, did you hear that the Obama administration wants to read the merengue rights to terrorists on the battlefield? Not only do you have to take the hill, but you have to shout. You have the right to remain silent. Yeah, I'll give them merengue rights. And we're going to talk about that in a second. Let me see if I can find the merengue. I'm going to say it until you're tired of hearing me say it. Democrats get you into war, and they leave you to die on the battlefield. And you can take that to the bank. Or you could take it to the wall down in Washington, D.C. And look at those 58,000 names. They were all left on the battlefield by Democrats, starting with JFK. And LBJ, who told everybody the Democrats would never run. But they left Americans to die on the battlefield. And they used Nixon to get them off the hook. And 2 seconds after Nixon was in office, they blamed him for the entire war. But he was the only one that got us out of Vietnam. So Democrats get you into war, and they leave you to die on the battlefield, promising never to run again. And Republicans, as history would record it, get you out in one piece, W-O-N-P-E-A-C-E. So having said that, we are now going to sacrifice, the Democrats are going to offer up to the liberal god of war, 20,000 American troops who have recently been shipped into Afghanistan. And not only do they have one hand tied behind their back, but they've got 3 fingers from the other hand sewn together. And now they're being told they can be sued if they don't fight terror in a nice way. Let me tell you something, fellas. You're out there on the battlefield. It's you or them. It's kill or be killed. Be sure that you come out a winner. Kill, kill, kill. And don't stop killing till there's nobody left. Kill, kill, kill. And don't stop killing till there's nobody left. We don't need prisoners. We don't need to hear what they have to say. If they came to the battlefield, if they came to finish you off, you finish them off. If they're twitching, they're dangerous. Kill, kill, kill. And anybody who doesn't agree with it, they can go and take your place and negotiate. They can go in with in front of your weapon. And soon the word will go out among Al-Qaeda that if you come up against the Americans, you're going to either win or lose. You are not going to draw. You are either going to be killed, or you will kill. There's no in between. So if you're coming up against the Americans, be prepared to die. And liberals will get you killed quicker than Al-Qaeda can kill you. Liberals think they can be diamond salesmen going door to door with product samples in a high-crime neighborhood. Never forget, a conservative is a liberal who's been mugged. There are people in the Republican Party who want to see an end to Sarah Palin. She doesn't fit in. She doesn't look good in a smoke-filled room. And they resent her because she is a woman. And I've got to tell you, girls, you're second-class citizens in the United States. When Obama bin Laden, during his campaign, had 2 Muslim girls removed from his backdrop because they were wearing hijabs, and he didn't want to create the impression that he was pro-Muslim, he insulted those girls beyond repair. And he insulted the Americans for not knowing right from wrong. Believing Americans don't know right from wrong. That was a disgrace, and he should be ashamed of it. Nobody stood beside John McCain stronger than Sarah Palin. Sarah Palin was John McCain's strongest defender. And what did they do? What did the McCain people do after they lost the election? They attacked Sarah Palin. They stabbed her in the back. She would be safer on Marine Killing NBC with Matt Lousy or Katie McCurricome than she would be with some of the Repuppies who are already lining up the next loser for the 2012 election. There's nobody on the scene, maybe Mitt Romney and Giuliani for Attorney General, that merits any kind of attention. And the Republican Party has got to get rid of all the Democrats that are in it. All inspected jumped ship. He was about to be thrown overboard. But Sarah Palin is a good candidate for the Republican Party. But she has so many enemies that they're going to destroy her. And of course, the old Democrat tactic is they use the cliche, Mary is a whore. You see, once you label a woman a whore, then the burden of proof is on her to prove her innocence. And when she gets through proving her innocence beside a shadow of a doubt, 50% of the people still believe she's a whore because she was labeled. And nobody labels better than the Democrats. I know, I used to sell them label machines. And I used to throw in 1,000 free racist labels with every machine they bought. But Sarah Palin has now stood up against Slimeball Lettucehead, David Lettucehead. I never liked that guy. I watched my kids gleefully enjoying him as he was throwing watermelon off a five-story building. Unbelievable. And I said to myself, there are kids in Africa begging for money to buy a cup of water, and this schmuck, this Grey Poupon communist, is throwing watermelons, food, off a five-story building for laughs. How sick we are. How wasteful we are. So Sarah Palin has her enemies. And both on the Democrat side and also on the Republican side. And she's not going to get too much help and support. They're going to put her down like she's only a woman. And they're going to isolate her and erase her from everybody's memory. And if I was her right now, I would show America what I have by taking on David Letterman and not letting him off the hook. And come out against him every night and take the top media spot. And that's a way to build yourself a reputation. And not only that, never forget, if you were in Sarah Palin's estate, you'd be getting a check right now for oil. And Sarah Palin just concluded negotiations with Exxon to build a super pipeline to bring natural gas down to the lower of 48. Did you see anybody else doing that? The only one you saw having anything to do with Exxon was Chuck Schumer, and he wanted to seize it. He wanted to pull a Hugo Chavez. He wanted to go after windfall profits, but he won't go after the windfall profits of the inferior nursing home of buddies of his that give him his champagne contributions. He won't go after the windfall profits of all his backers, but he will go after Exxon. Exxon, whose stock is whose stock hasn't fallen below $70 a share
Well, Barney Frank and Christopher Dunn ruined half the banks in the United States while helping themselves to extra bennies, like low mortgages that nobody else can get. Yeah, we have to turn you down for your mortgage today, Mrs. Smith, because Christopher Dunn needs one. Needs a real low interest one, lower than anybody else can get. And we're going to put him in. We'll put him in charge of the banking committee.
Okay, men, we're going to meet Al Qaeda on the battlefield. Be sure to read them their merengue rights. No, not those merengue rights. Let's give them the liberal merengue rights. I just caught O'Reilly, and he had on the editor of Salon magazine. And the topic was Attila the Killer. And O'Reilly accused her, told her she had blood on her hands. And man, she didn't like it. She didn't like it at all. They were trying to tie O'Reilly into violence. You know, when one crazy goes bad, he must be a conservative. But I'll tell you one thing. What happened to Attila shouldn't happen to a dog. But somebody aborted Attila. That's Dr. Attila. And they say he killed 60,000 babies in over a 36-year period. So I just did a little math, and that's 1,666 babies a year. That's 46 kids a day, every day. 46 kids a day, every day, including Christmas and Easter. And guess what? He's out of business. He's out of business. The chop shop is closed. So what happened to Attila was wrong. But he's out of business. He's out of business. And that's all I'm going to say, because I don't want to foment any hatred. Sergeant, read Al Qaeda their merengue rights. We'll finish this segment up with Little Merengue and a tribute to Celia Cruz. That's the lady who's singing in this little piece. We'll give you a straight rhythm right now. Only melody, no lyrics. Oh, I found that third possible national anthem, and I thought I'd play it for you. And I'm getting a kick out of it because Romney, when they went after Romney to take him down, his only crime was he was a Mormon. And speaking of Mormons, and speaking of taking people down because of their religion, have you witnessed the Reverend Jeremiah Wright making his... having his coming out party? And you heard the diatribe that comes out of this guy's toilet mouth. You've heard him, right? You've heard how offensive he is. Do you know what? Do you know what he's telling you? He's telling you there's good money in political religion. Do you know he's got a five? He hates this country. He says, "God damn the USA," and he's got a $5 million house on Lake Michigan. How's that? And he must have money in the mattress up the yin yang. All those crumpled dollar bills that the faithful put into the basket. Yeah, there's good money in being an activist. Yeah, you think about that. Next time you hear Jeremiah Wright or Jesse Jackson, you think about how lucrative the game is. So let me give a tribute to Mitt Romney, the Mormon. And this is the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, and they're singing Onward Christian Soldiers. And I got the idea for this watching Roosevelt, President Roosevelt, Winston Churchill, and they made Joe Stalin sit and listen while they sang. Oh, no, I don't think Stalin was there. It was just Churchill and Roosevelt. They were on a British battleship, and the entire crew was singing Onward Christian Soldiers, including the president and Winston Churchill. And that's what it took to put those crosses in Normandy. You can't have that as a national anthem. It has God in it. You can't have that as a national anthem. The ACLU won't allow it. Sergeant, would you read the ACLU their merengue warning?
Para aquellos que se quejan tanto, para aquellos que solo critican, para aquellos que usan las armas, para aquellos que nos contaminan, para aquellos que hacen la guerra, para aquellos que viven pecando. Para aquellos que nos maltratan, para aquellos que nos contagian.
Imagine when I pay my presidential visit to Saudi Arabia and they have to play the new national anthem, Onward Christian Soldiers. You know what? After they play it, I'm going to make them say the words. Then I'll present King Abdullah with a nice rosary. And they said I couldn't be a good peacemaker.